רבי יוסי חזן.
This Shabbos, Habalein Latoyva, the Chagavaldige Shabbos, is the last Shabbos of the year, and Tzadikim said, the Mafreya, it elevates all the Shabbos of Sashon, the Mafreya. It's the Shabbos, which is the name is Barchin Rosh Hashanah, which is called the whole Shana Habalein Latoyva. And therefore, it's no wonder that we read the Shabbos, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Alikeichem, which is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh, which is Gimatria Havaya Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah, which is Gimatria Kol Boi Oilem Oivir Lufan of Kivnei Morim, as is brought in this forum. It's called the past and the future. And as all this forum say, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, the Makar is the Zohar HaKadosh, which is Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah, as everyone knows. And the Havas Yisrael of Vision that says, Hayoim plus Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria Ksivah Chsim Matoivah. This is the Shabbos that you bring down the brachas for the Ksivah Chsim Matoivah. Atem Nitzavim is Gimatria HaBrachas. And to cut a long story short, it's brought in Sforim. Hayoim, I'm just throwing off one few gematria at the beginning, but don't worry. Hayoim is Hey times Yoim. Hey times Yoim is gematria par, the pardinim. And the parsha, as we'll soon discuss what it means. Derech Agav, I always tell people, people are very mairich in Malchus, Echernes, and Shofaris, as it should be. The davening, Musif, but they forget, and the Magid already said this hundreds of years ago. People forget that the Iker is the Psuki de Zimra. The Satmar Ovi said from his father, he was in Sanz by the Rechayim, Psuki de Zimra or Shoshana took 4 hours. Psuki de Zimra. Right? On the Frat, I always tell my Balabatim, the great Had Gosh, it says in Sforum, there's a Matamush in Simulam and Alvith, he writes, I'll read the Loshan, Kol Misha Mechavim Be'ez Tfilas Adoyin Elom. First thing you say, and most people say it out loud with a nigin, Kosa Rabbi Uda Chosin, Rav Hai, Rav Shri Ragoin, Oriv, Takabalah from the Goinim, from the Chosin, Oriv Ani Bedover, if you say Adon Elom with Kavona Atzuma, Shet Filosi Nishmas, Ve'ein Sotin Mekatrig Al Tfilosi, Ve'ein Le Sotin Upegara, Berosh Hashanah, Ve'ein Mekipurim Bitfilosi, Ve'oivov, Neuflun Lefona, Ve'eish Omrim Afye Tzahorim Mashlin Imun. Right? Ulahoyer, Hayoim is Gimatria Adoyim. The person is Mechavin, the Ibrishter is Adoyim Elom, we'll soon see. Which means that Hul Levadoy and nothing else in the world is Adoyim Elom. Therefore, Nitzovim is Gimatria Anova Ayin, the Hargosh that is Zagornish, and Atem Nitzovim. Atem is said in Sforim Akleishim, stands for Efer Ma, to last the three expressions of Bittul. That is a Yeshua, that's Hakdoma for Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, is Hakdoma is the whole Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. What does this mean in ways that we can understand? It says in Sforim, Nitzavim is the expression of Tefillah. Al Derech Nitzavim is to stand, Al Derech the Gemara says in Brachas, Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. So the Hachonah, the Ikar Hachonah of Rosh Hashanah is Dafka, which Rosh Hashanah is Tamlichuni Aleichem, and Malchus, right, is the Indian of Tefillah, as Reb Chaim Vital famously says. We'll soon discuss why. That a person, in other words, he's Mekabel Malchus Shamayim. That means he's Machniah himself. He stands before the Eibishter. They would have Achno. Right? In other words, Kol Zman, there's a Metzias of Ich. Then there's no Metzias of Shechinah. The Kabbalah's Hamal, the Tamlichuni Aleichem of Rosh Hashanah is the Iker in the Avoid of Bittul. Therefore, the Gemara says famously in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin, Amar Bitzchok, Kol Shana She Rosha Bitchilasa, Misasheres Besoifa, what's that Rosha Bitchilasa, says Rashi, right? That a person is She Yisrael Oisim Atzrum Roshim, but Rosh Hashanah, like we're in Pavish, the Dabber Tachmulim Utfila, Kenisha Nemar Tachmulim Yedaber Rosh. So says Rashi. In other words, simply, that the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is the hakara that the person realizes, Chayenu Amasurim Biyodecho, as the Briskarov, the Griz, famously says in Rosh Hashanah, a person is margish, you have no chazokas. Normally, a halacha is a cheskas chayim, there's a cheskas whatever. On Rosh Hashanah, all the chazokas, what I call in English, and it's more in the books speak about, people have squatter's rights, you know, you've been living as a squatter, right? In Rosh Hashanah, you have no rights, you're a squatter. Right? Has gurnish. Let's lay me garmei klum. And therefore, right? the Yisoid of Tfilah, as the Meiri said in the Chibra Tshuva, and the Maral in the Sivas Oilam, is the Hakora that without the Eivishter we have nothing of ourselves. As is, the Pachad Yitzchak of Bayan used to say, Ma Titzak Eli, the Ma, the Bittel, that's the that which shrieked before the Rabbein Shem. And it's brought, the Bush of the Gemara says, Hamispal Sarach Yitain, Ein of Lemato, Velibay Lemaila, Ein of Lemato, says the Meiri and Brachas, is the Indian of Bittel. Right? The Gemara says when a person davens, he shouldn't be oimid b'mokum gavoya, he's oimid b'mokum nomach, which is the same concept. As it's brought in the beautiful plat from the Tver Shloima, he says, the pasuk says, last week's parsha, the onisa of amarta, how does one daven if one feels like an oni? Lifnei Hashem olikecha, says the Neyum Megodin, that it says in Zohar that all normally tefillahs have a memutza. Then the malach will bring the tefillahs before Kisei Yaakov. When a person davens b'achno b'bitul b'sh leiv nishmer v'nitke, so the Eibishter himself is shemeya tefillahs. So vanisa, like the taitch of the Tver Shleima, when a person is chinas only tachnuni midaber rosh, then it's lifnei Hashem l'kecha, goes straight before the Eibishter. As is brought in all the sfor. And therefore, by the way, derech agav, that answers a famous kasha. The Gemara says in Brachos, it says, Vayosr lo Yashem. So Rashi brings Gemara in Yevamis, Ein edoim et tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, tefillah of Yitzchak, le tefillah tzaddik ben Rosh. Everyone asked the shayla, everybody, right? Lechur fakert is the gewaldige meile in a bal tshuva. So why does the Eibusher listen to Tfilah Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik over Baal Tshuv? The answer is put, many answers are given, but the famous answer brought in from the Knesset Yecheskel brings from Zayd and the Magli Tzedek. If you want to know who achieves more, right? A person who has his own steam, he comes from a Shvacha background, and he worked on himself with his own Kiches Atzmoy, Avada, he has a Mailosh, Be'ein Aroich, Legabeya Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. Aber when you're handling vegan tefillah, and as the Rishonim say, and the Musas Forum say, and the Gemara says in numerous places, the Yisoid of tefillah is bittul, says the Magli Tzedek, then obviously there's a maila in a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, lagabe that of a tzaddik ben rosh. Why? The tzaddik ben rosh says, you know, everything that I have is my own steam, my own keuches. Nimatul maila. Masha inkin, the tzaddik ben tzaddik, he's always krechsing, and yes, it's the brochen. Moshe Yagiu Ma'isai LeMa'isai Avoyisai. Remember in Borough Park, there was some funny person, Branch of Kedushim. It was weird. So he once went to Yeshiva in Williamsburg, and the Bachar was mazalzel in his coffin. So he came to the Arigas Avoyisim, to the Tzelem Meruv, and he said, if the Bachar would know who my father was, who my Zayda was, they would treat me with much greater Hadras Kovin. So the Tzelem Meruv answered, if the Bachar would know who my father was, he was the son of the Rukas Abba Yisum, Volkman Gishpin and Poth. They would spit me in the face. Asher Alkein, a tzaddik ben tzaddik has a greater hachno, and therefore vis-a-vis tefillah, there's a maila in tefillah, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Kiyadu. There's a story told, Rav Zevin brings Rav Sidma, Meritika Meister, there was a big tzaddik called Rav Shmuel of Karv, the town was in the Gdeli Talmidim of the Choyzen. And he had a Kabbalah, he was only moru, didn't have a penny. Or he would never ask from a boss of Adam, Atonis. If someone gave him, we said, I'll give him a Kabbalah, but he never asked. I think I was told you the story. And one time it was Erev Pesach, a Hotnishkin Matz, a Hotnishkin Dalit, because he's a Gornif Arash Inko, Kabbalah is Mamish Be'er. He's not going to break his Kabbalah. Midwell, the Chuyze was sitting in Lublin, Bruach Kotchui, as that is a Talmud had garnished. So the Chuyze sent one of his Gvirim to pack up a wagon, and all Tzorch Yachak to Rufu. Erev Pesach, Mamesh, a minute before the deadline, he gets all the provisions he needs for Pesach. Salu Ponov, Baruch Hashem, Abizroimus, Hanefesh, that he was Amid bin Isoyin. He didn't come on to Matlas Boser Vadom, he didn't have to ask anybody. Is that Seder, Spirit of Seder, Mamish, Bizroimus, Mechim, the God was give out. He said in his life he was never Margish, Aza Seder, like he had that night. The Violet Psalm was up a whole night, and Davni for Tetzach Pesach. Before whatever, in the afternoon of Yom Aleph to Pesach, he went to the rest of it. He was up all night. Is ibu geshlof and abizul. He wakes up. It's long into the zman haseder. Hot neshkan breyer. Davened up myriv. He has to use makbe to eat afikoyim before chatzos. Agachapt up zahaguda. Yigifaruch. He sat there, tzibrochen, crushed, dejected. He never had a worse Seder, a lower Seder than that Seder. Noch Pesach, he went to his Rebbe, to the Chuzah. The Chuzah said to him, Nuch, Shmuel, boyu v'nachshav cheshbonu shel olam. Your first Seder was quite schwach. Over in Shemayim, your second Seder, I don't know if there's anyone on planet Earth who made a more derhoibin Seder with God. The first Seder, the second Seder was a leiv nishbar v'nitkeh. That Seder was choshev l'mayla more than anything else. I'll tell you the famous story, similar. The Alta Charkover would tell the story that his Zayder, the Shalom Shachna Provich, was an Edim by an Edim of the Marinayim, Rav Nachum Schnobler. And for Yidua by Tzadikim, the last mincha of the year is very derhoib. I look at the level, the last mincha of the year of Hashem is gewalt. So Rav Nachum Schnobler and the Tzadikim were mechavin, they would be misakin the Shomis, tfilis of the whole year. Mamish, the last mincha was a gewalt de gavoid. Epis, the Marinayim is busy doing whatever Tzadikim do, and he was also a Gemaldik Tzadik. Umitamol, he felt an afichas amuichin, he felt gurnished. He couldn't daven, calm, he was boiled to daven like a simple poshet yid, with poshet pirush hamilos. He had such a shvira from it. After davening, he meets his Zayden, right? And the Marinayim tells Shalom Shachne, Hoske pravet azam mincha. Right? That neshamis that didn't have a tikkun generations, decades, had an aliyah through your mincha erev Rosh Hashanah. Dafka because he felt garnished, didn't have any kavonis, any great mystical. Dafka with the broken heart that, you know the story of the Vashem Tiv when he stole the kavonis from David Lakis, Rolf Kitzis, whoever it was, a different story from David Frikas. The fellow was working for weeks to learn all kavonis at kiyus, with all the, you know, whatever. You ever see tzaddikim blow shofar, each, whatever? Mit tamol, as he's after the brach, he's about to blow, comes a hand, the Vashem Tiv steals his kavonis. He couldn't talk, never he broke, he. So after davening, the Vashem Tiv said, you know, there's keys to every door. And there's kavonis in every one of the keys. Ober, the leiv nishbar v'nidche, that's the garrison, that's the axe that breaks down every door. The master key that opens everything. Kiyadua, the famous chapter of the Kedushas Levi, Be'ein Melitz Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. What is the greatest Melitz Yosher? And Eden the Bechina from Ayin. As it's brought in Sanatik, if we say, Moshul Kecheres HaNishbor, and as the Pinchas Koritzer brings from a Mendel Primishlaner, right? By Kecheres, the din is Shvirosoi Zui Tara. That Tara comes dafka from the Shvir. And that's the Iker Avoida of Kabbalah's Hamalchus and Rosh Hashanah's Portin Sforim Akhtashim is the Inyan of Bittul Shachavoya Kapi the Ebishter. Therefore, it's Portin Sforim, Shofar is Gimatria, Belev Nishbur, the Primagodim brings a Taich in from Reb Chaim Akoyan Rappaport. We say in the Brocha on Shofar's, Ki Ato Shemeya. Kol shofar umazin trua of ein doimuch. So the Prima Gaudin brings, Rashi says in Chumash, Shemeya is from afar, and Hazinu is always mikorf. Ki trua, we said already last week, 2 weeks ago, trua is avoida satadikim, yosher. Actually, at Kiyah made it. What's the matter?
Hazinu is from Neil.
What?
Hello?
So, Kiato Shemeya Kol Shofar, right? The Kol Kia, which is called Poshet Avodah Tzadikim, is Mirochuk. Or the person who comes to the Eibishter with Trua, Miloshin, Teruyim B'Shevet Barzu, right? With Sebrochen Kite, that's Korav Hashem L'Nishbrei Lev, that's the Prima God that brings. And the Shalom HaKadosh says, Shofar is Nutrikun Shval Ruach, that's the Iker of Shofar. Kiyadu and Svorim, Shvorim Trua, is Gimatria Efer Matulas. Avram Avinu said, Vanoichi offer vo Efer. Moshe said on himself in Aaron, Vanachnu Mo. And Dovid HaMelech says, Vanoichi Tulas Felish. Efer Matulas is Gimatria Shvorim Trua. And just work it out, right? Hello? Yeah? Aaron, Moshe, Avram, Moshe, Aaron, David is Gimachi Rosh Hashanah. This is the idea of the Tzabrochenkeit. therefore it's brought in Sfarim, Shofar Shal Ayil. The Gemara said the Shulchanach Pafkin, it's better to have Kama Tekofuf, is Odiv Tvei, the more bent, the more broken it is better, and therefore Shofar Shal Ayil is Gimachia Korav Hashem Lidish Berlif. Right? And that's Pshat. The Ein Melis Yosher, Ein Mazel Yisrael, as the Gemara says. It says in Pasuk, May Ayin Yovei Ezri. Where does it come? The Ezri to the Eden from the Bechina from Ayin. And Ezri, by the way, is Gimatria Achnova Nova. The guy, the interesting Ben Ishchai, Gedolei Sfardim, he says, what does the Pasuk say? Shila Malois Esa Ein Ayelahorim. What is the one thing with the other? Because we know there were great mountains. Mountains of Torah, mountains that similar. Aber Esa Eina El Ahorim, on which mountain did the Eibishter give Torah? Dafka Har Sinai, the Nomuch Mikol Torah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Dafka Misinai. So Esa Eina El Ahorim, when I look and see why did the Eibishter choose Har Sinai, is the Haraya, what is the Yeshua, the Ezra for Yidin? Dafka the Bechina from Ayin. I saw it, Shlomo Levenstein brings, that's Pshat, we say in the Zmiris and Shabbos, Soma Nafshidali Kim. Right, Yimale Soiva Asomai Elahorim Esa Einai Kehil Vlech Shab. What's Kashim and Borsh? Right, so I want to add something that he doesn't say. Tzomen Afshul Ikim. He doesn't say this, but I'm telling you this. Ayid Thursday Glustach. He wants Ruchnis. Right, because in Zohar it says a person who asks for Gashmius and Hashem is Keklov Matzoyekim Havav. Nervous. I said to you many times the Talmidei Hamagid once asked him. The Gemara says Haroyis Elahachkim Yadr. Here's the menorah and there's the shulchan. What if a person wants Torah Gdolah Makom Echad? What do? You want both worlds. You want Ruchnis and you want Kashmir also. What's the matter? Said the Magid, the only eight is to be bottled. Because the person who's bottled doesn't take a place. He's the Ma'ilim in Amok. Right? Ayin, Ayin Mazul Yisroh. Right, that's I think that's Pshat. So naturally, Kim. I how could he ask for Gashmius also? Yimal Sove Asomai. The answer is now. I can tell you what he says. Elahorim Esayne. Just like the Ben Ishchai's Pshat, that you look at Harsina when a person has bittul kehil v'lechashamai. As the Gemara says, la'olam be adam anov kehilil, and should be a captain kishamai. When you learn from the mountains and you have the midah of anova, you're able to chap. Do you realize that everything you have comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom? You could chap both worlds. And that's the Indian that Chazal say. I'm going fast today because I have to learn. That's Pshat. The Pasuk says, Gemara Brach in Tfilas Shachar. One of the expressions of Tfilah we learn from Yitzchak: Ein Sicha Ela Tfilah Shenemar Vayetze Yitzchak L'Such B'Son. What's the idea of Sicha? Is a lush. Sicha means Shmuz. The Sicha is Tfilah. Says the Marva Shomesh Amir Tikazach. Sicha is Milosh in the Pasuk in Tilim Ki Shachal Ofer Nafshim. When a person has bittel. Hachno, which that is the ikra tefillah, right? Then he is that is tefillah, and the things I understand the Shalach Kodesh brings that the biggest eitzah, connected the eitzah hora, connected whatever is dafka bittul, and he says when a person davens b'hachno b'anivus with his brachan hearts, that is the eitzah connected the satan, the mekatregim, the shartz koichus. Interesting. Ruach misover, the ruach of tuma is gimatria sich. Zel umazeh. What is the antidote? Keneged the kirchas of tuma. Dafke the inyan of shachal offer. And the Vilna Gaon says, Chazal say, Akiveya mokim litvilosoi, oivav neifun litachtov, dafke through this inyan of what? Bittul, because the idea of habola hargicha, which is the eighth horror of the Sultan, hashkin v'hargoy through tefillah, right? And therefore, kol yankiv, hello, kol yankiv is gematria yisich, which says in Sforim, the kol zman that the kol yankiv ain hayadayim yidei esav, which is the esav is gematria 400. What is 400 by esav? Knew anyone out there? Where the 400 koyches of tuma, who the Rechaim Vital writes and the Megalom Lukas says is mekatrig b'zman golus erdim with our golus that tefillah is called Yisrael shouldn't go up l'mayla. So who? What is the antidote for the yedei esav, the 400 koyches of tuma for this whatever is what is the koyach of siach? Therefore, he brings the Rechaim Vital. The pasuk says in Yishayak Betalun al b'shamayim kadrus v'sak husam. Because that the heavens blacken and like a garment, kasak, a sackcloth is their garment, that the tefillahs are not elamayla. Sack is gematria what? 400. What is the kuyich genegedi, the asa, 400? Darba meis ish. That's the idea of siach, which is the inyan of bittel. In other words, Bekitzer, to put it very, very simply, the biggest eitzot to Kabbalah Tzfilah is that the person stands b'achno before the Eibishter. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu Magid famously says in his Avodah Zarah on Pirkei Avos, a person has to be emoyer ma'at vaseyer bey. When could your tefillahs uftu a lot in Himmel? When emoyer ma'at, when your tefillahs are said b'loshen persons. Nobody feels a nobody. As the pasuk says, tach tochin libam. Takshiv Oznecha, says this the Brishan Rav, Svasemes, Tochen Libam is Gimakshir Nishpur, Dafka with the person that leaves Nishpur Menitzke. Or as I said in others for him, Ki Ato Shemeya Tfilas Kol Peh, Kol Peh, Mamilu is Gimakshir, Emakoyel is Gimakshir on Dafka. And that, by the way, the reason is, we'll discuss this even deeper. You ever realize there's 1,000 Gimakshirs for Tfilas, as everyone knows from Veschanim, every Rav, yeah? Yoim Hamisa is Gimakshir Tfilas Emakoyel. Work it out, right? What should I get my misa? Because the Gemara says in Talmud that Alexander Mukdon asked the Chachamim, "Ma yasa odom v'yichya yomis es atzmi." Says Rashi, "Hachno." Hachno is a form of killing your ego yourself. That's the etzah to achieve life, and that's why tefillah is gimatria yoyim hamisa. We'll soon discuss even deeper. I've said before, slichas in my shul. It's a very, very profound misa. The Moriyah Tikkun misa. There was one of the big tzaddikim was Rav David Tolman, the son of the Tzadik Magid. And he once came to a village in a shtetl somewhere. And the Balach Sanya realized that Tzaddik HaKadosh Elyon is the bepoil, his kretch behind an inn. Pundak. And the inn was full up with clients. So he asked one of the people who had the nicest room if he could and vacate his room, L'chavid Rav David Tolman. Yeah, he didn't know much. This guy didn't know much about tzaddikim, but he was, he left his room, he went somewhere else, whatever. But he was a sakarni, he was a...
curious.
He's curious. Who is the tzaddik? Was tuter? So he was oikiv achrav. He was standing there the whole time to see who is this fellow who I gave up my room, my bed, l'chveili. So he's seeing there, people come, people go, he gives brachas, yeshuas, whatever, fine. The last day he hears the balabasta of the kretchma, turns to her husband and says, "You know, we did as a chesed for the tzaddik, and we've hosted him for a week, whatever. You know, everyone, the whole world is coming to get brachas. We should ask also for brachas. We need parnosa brachov. People struggle for a living." So he goes in, the balabasta goes into the tzaddik, and he asks for a bracha, for parnosa, shefa. So Rav David Tolman thinks, and he says, "Okay, if you'll give me 400 ruble, right, I'll give you a parnosa for mezuyne bracha." 400 ruble was exact for years and decades. This guy would, like penny by penny, right? He got together, and he had in his safe somewhere exactly 400 ruble. And this is his saving, his lifetime saving. This is his retirement, this is his pension, what? So he says, "I have to give my last penny away. I got to ask my wife, the Balabosta, what she thinks." So he went out to the wife, and he was a bit dubious, you know? These rebbes are like money fetchers. But the wife and women have a munah pshuta, right? If the rebbe haste, it's your last penny you own, mleful. Fine. Aiden has a munah. So he goes back with the 400 ruble, and he gives it to the Rebbe, and this guy is like listening to me, Pesach oil, right? Gives away his last pen. So Rav David Tolner goes out with the balabos, do they call? And he goes into the chotzer in front of the kretschma, and he says, "Here you can make a car park for 300 agos." You know, wagons, like they have a car park. They have cars in those days. They had wagons. 300 wagons could fit into the car park on the right side. And over here, you could build a mill, of the Bitoichen Kemach, a flour mill, which on this side is massive. And over here, you could rip down the old Shmata Kretschma, and you could build yourself the Hilton of Anatevka. I don't know, fine. And he wishes him Chaim Shalom, and a fort. This guy is listening into the scene, and he's like, "There's a chance of the hair will grow here before there'll be a Hilton over there and a Rechayim over there, and a 300 car parks, 300 goes, right?" Kids Ramas, this guy is taking a rice in the gilf. A few years later, Punkti's in the same district, he comes to the same shtetl somewhere, and he sees there's a a flour mill here, and here is the car park, and there is the Hilton of whatever. I can't believe it blew his mind. So he journeyed to Talmud, and he wanted to know what's trapped. So he went to the Talmud Rebbe, and he said, "Push it, what happened?" So the Talmud Rebbe told him, I'm not telling you anything you don't know today, but it's things that a wise man once said. There are sometimes things that go without saying have to be said. So the Talmud Rebbe told him that I saw when he came to me for a bracha, for parnosa, for shefa, for chiyuna, I saw him in a shemayim that it was nigzer on him that he should be a gvir adr. He should be a very, very wealthy man. Nervos, to get anything in life, you have to daven. Davening is key to everything. Right? Nervos. He couldn't daven me'im ekalev, kol's man, he had the 400 rubles salted away in his bank account and in his safe. Because he knew that ultimately, push comes to shove, hot was the essence of Shabbos, he had 400 rubles, which is a sizable amount, so therefore he couldn't daven properly. Stays Mitzvah, he had security. So I saw the only way that the Gezeirim and the Shemayim for Ashirus, that it should be an Emes Gevir, could be Mekuyim, had to take away his last penny. Hotter Gornisht, comes Me'ayin, comes the Yeshua. And now that he took away his last penny, then all the brachas that were nigzer anyway, Min HaShemayim, fell in his place. Here you have the flour mill, here you have the car park, here you have the Hilton. I'll get the fire. Dainu. The brachas only come. There's a story told of Sadiqim. Someone pointed out, one of the contemporary Sfarzish Rabbanim pointed out. You ever notice when a person drowns, Rachman al-Lathan, he drowns to the bottom. Okay, right? Right? When a person dies, the body floats on top. Manishtan. It calls man a person is alive, and a person thinks ichob eitzes. I have security, and I have medical insurance, and I have right? Then you drown. Call man using your own cup. When you're dead, notice the egg in a cup with your own chesbonos, whatever. Then you float. If you wouldn't think when you're alive that you have your own eitzes, you would float also. There's a sefer called Olam HaMusr VaHadas from Rukhan Yosef Herzl. I saw there's a sefer called Hayat Benoyam Siach, a very beautiful sefer. He brings a mice, and Napoleon was once walking with his ainikel by the sea. And the ainikel wanted to have a bit of a swim. So he started swimming. Well, mitamol, you know, sometimes the sea is a very unpredictable. Came up as a gal, came up as a... and he was drowning. And he's like... What's the word in English? He's going up and down like when he starts screaming to his aide, Napoleon, to go and taratim, to say. Napoleon realized, a kluger, a kalte, but a kluger. And he realized if he goes in, he's going to die and he's going to die. Ma'il chacham. So what did Napoleon do? And the kid is screaming, shrieking, kule, kule, srater, save. Napoleon, every those days, the general, the chashvi, had like a private, personal weapons. He took his gun. And he shot himself. He shot himself, but the bullet actually landed by his feet, but not in him. And he fell down on the floor, Napoleon, by the beach. And Einikel thought that his aide, Napoleon, died. Sooner or later, he got to the son, the grandson was saved, and he comes to see his Zayd, who's shot himself. He thought, Bitzad Agdas Nefesh, sorry, seeing an Einikel drowning, he killed himself, right? And Napoleon sees him, he stands up, and he gives him a big hug and kiss, and says, Zayd, tell me what's the plan here. So he said, you don't understand. I knew that I can't save you. Elama, you were screaming, Grandpa, save me. Kol's man, you were relying on Napoleon, on me, right? I knew you wouldn't be misamis with your own kirchis to save yourself. So I had to make believe that I killed myself. Suicide. Asher Alkin, you'll have no brera. And that's exactly what happened, and he saved himself. When a person thinks that he has any other eitza, right, to save him, dafka when it's kedalim chiroshim, the fact of lasecha, then you have Yeshua. You see, I'll give you an example. He brings a few examples. Beautiful examples. You remember that it was nigzer on Tisha B'Av that you're not going to go into the promised land. Yeah? So Chazal say every year on Tisha B'Av, they would dig a grave and they would lie down. And every year, 15,000 Jews, Nebuch, didn't wake up. Right? Every year, 15 times 40. So all the Shishim Ribay are wiped away. Except the last year, we have Yontif, Chamisha Osar Ba'ov. What happened? The last 15,000 dug their grave. They woke up in the morning. Next day, maybe until Tu B'Av, when it's a Mili Halavana, they realized it's Kenyas and Kantos, and therefore they would convey a Chamisha Asar B'Av as a Yontif. What's the Gishen? That punk that year, they were saved, and all the other people the previous years were not saved. What happened then? Hello? The answer is Gor Poshet. Every year, Mistama, you have a one in whatever chance that you're, chance is getting a little bit, that you're one of the people, is Nigzer, you're not going to make it out this year of life. You're going to sit in the grave and that's going to be Kfuras. Right? So you daven. What do you do? Daven. Maybe Mavatal Gzeir. Nervos. Every year, there's a chance, maybe I'm not the one of the 15,000, this year's my time. Right? So your tefillah is still with a shtikl Pesach tikva that maybe it's someone else, not me. So your tefillahs aren't really real. The last year, when you're the last bunch, 15,000, you got no brera, right? Then you daven, and then you can mevatel gezeres. It's a mugir tikvot. Whenever you think that there's, when hoyuz aracha kafara oretz, when you take a shochala for nafshenu, then comes the Yeshua. That's pshat. You remember that I've told you the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Chana. What happens here? You see from the Pesukim, the Elkanah four times a year used to go to the Mishkan Shil. Three were Golim, and he went for Rosh Hashanah. Right? And one year, what happens is Chana is the Brochet. So Elkanah says, Chana, Chana, Lama Sivki, Chana, Lama Leisechli, Lama Yir Levavech, Haloy Anuichi, Tevloch, Measorabu. Right, it was like year after year, the commotion with the woman's emotion. This is the matzav. This is what does the pasuk say? V'hi moras nefesh. But this power Hashem abochit ifke. V'osu kishem. She didn't daven before. For years she doesn't have zara shel kayam. What happens this year? She was poiling her tefillas. So the Sforim say every year they have a husband, a tzaddik. So who did she rely on? Elkanah. Once Elkanah says to Chana, "Lo yanichi toiv loch me'asor abonim," kum toyis Elkanah is he's mizayish. Okay, you know we'll find another purpose in life. Well, whatever. Ooh. So Chana is the chalai. I can't even rely on my husband. I'm mamish eina alei. So who'd have to rely on the Eibishter? You rely on the Eibishter. The sound of the psukim throughout Tillim, right? A person relies on. This is the same story, by the way. You know what happened? This Yankov of you. Vateira Rachel kill Yold with Yankov, right? But the Kaner, but Toyim she tells to Yankov, Havali bomb and Vim Ayim Esedik. So what does Yankov tell Rachel? Vayicher af Yankov. He's angry. And Yankov tells Rocha, "Asachas alikim aneichikem, Hashemonu v'nochmi brotan." Am I in shtot the Eibishter? What did Yankov think that Rochel thought? That Yankov, you're cheap and you didn't go to Woolworth and buy me a baby. Versteht sich, it's becheik abayir, right? So what do you mean? Did Rochel think that it's Yankov? I'm not from the Eibishter. What is he gemeint? The Ramban says this. She was. If you're married to the tzaddik hador, the Yankiv Avinu, the whatever, to the chassid of the office tradition, so Rachel was relying on the tefillahs of whom? Yankiv Avinu. That's normal, right? So which Yankiv says Rachel, Hasachas, you have to daven yourself, and then it says Vayishma Ilecha Elikim Vatar. She only, the famous story of a couple who have children. They went to the Kodesh of the Magid, so he demands a fortune of money for Pidyon Shvuyim. The lady says, Chobnish can brayer, I'll have to rely on the Rebbeinu Shel. Oh, that's a gild. That's what you do when a person. David HaMelech says, Kigmul ala imoy. When a person makes himself like a baby, and a baby, his nurturing, his sustenance comes from the mother, there's nobody else. He doesn't play the stock market, he doesn't know real estate, that's good. Kigmul ala imoy, then you get to Yeshua. Right? And that's why the Chedush HaGodos from the Rashban, Brochus, he says, why is the din when you daven Shemana Esra, you put your feet together? Because a person, when he stands before the Eibusher, should be as if he's handcuffed, his feet are tied together, hot gurnished, and only the Eibusher could help. Bilti Hashem, there's no other issue. There's a story told, Muji Tikamaisa. Rabbi Chil of Alexander, the first Alexander Rebbe, was going with his son, who later became the Yismach Yisrael. They're going to a shtetl somewhere, as the Rebbe's used to travel in those days. So he goes to the shtetl. In the middle of the night, the old Rebbe of Alexander wakes up. Yisuri Iuv, Mamesh Skonus the first. And in this backward shtetl somewhere in Poland, there's no doctor. And he thought, Agate Ois, he's going to Lamaych. So his son, the future Yismach Yisrael, was a pikich, says, Tati ich schwer, I'll swear that you will get better. You'll be alright. Just be mischazik, and you'll get better. And Baruch Hashem, little by little, he taka kachan. In the morning, his father calls him in, and he says to him, how did you make azah shvuah, but azah bitochen, that I'll get better? How did you know? So I remember a word from the Holy Rishon, the Moiridik word. Kapitel Yud Gimel in Tilim starts with the words, Ad onno tastir es ponecha mimeni, ad onno oshis eitzis bilavovi. When is there, how long is there a Hester Ponim where the Eibush doesn't answer? As long as a person is Oshis Eitzis Menav. Du hast Eitzis, Bezazah Pikich, Azah Chochum, right? The Eibush is Bechavot. Figure out yourself. When you stop having the Eitzis Menavshi, and you fall Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, you throw your peckle on the Rebbeinu Shleilim, right? Then you should know it's a Batuach that you'll be saved. Okay, I have no time to elaborate, but there's a lot more to say about that. Right? In Pasuk says, "Mishlei ein chachma vein etza vein tfuna neged Hashem." Said as of the Chasachus, the Ramesh Kabriner, in Yiddish, the word "ein" means one. The only etza, the only chachma, the only tfuna is that a person stands neged Hashem. Right. In other words, the sentence for Mechama, I know something Meirich. There's a Medrash of Midbar Rabba. The Medrash says that there's three gewaldige matonos. There's chachma, there's oisher, and there's gevura. But you only get it, right? It only lasts if it comes from the Rebbeinu Shem, right? If the Matana Mir Shemayim. Or if you get your Chachma, your Gvura, your Usher of a Basar Vadom, it doesn't remain, right? It's Soifil Hafsik Mimena. Why? Right? Shechuit fin Oysa, because you chap it. How do you chap Chachma? We say every day in Shemayim, at the Choynul Das. Every Bracha comes from the Rebbeinu Shem. What do you mean you're choit to fit yourself? Says the Chiddush Arim, when a person thinks that sekuntmir, I want justice here, I want a geton kach v'kach v'kach. Sekuntmir brachas, that's your choit to fit in the schus of your mitzvahs, your maishin toivim, your milch chasadim, whatever. When a person knows they have gornish, he's totally bottle, and everything I have comes from the oitzer shal matnas chinam, which Chazal say is the biggest oitzer l'mayu. So the Chiddush Arim wants to ask, if the oitzer of matnas chinam, v'schanun, right, is infinite, greater than all the oitzers of tzaddikim and bali madrega, so why doesn't everyone chap it? Said the Chiddush Arim, to be zuiche in the oitzer of matnas chinam, you have to realize it's chinam. Calls man your toilet because atzma, you have a sense of entitlement, once a kumtmir, right? That you don't tap into that. In other words, simplicity. When you put away all everything, when you stand before. There's a famous story that the Rebbe Marash of Lubavitch told Hashem, his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, outside of Yerushalayim, a simple poshut couldn't read, like Korov, Lishonu, didn't know Pirush Hamilas Gornish. Kam was able to daven the B'Ivim. And he was so ignorant that every week he'd come, one day a week, to Yerushalayim to sell his Yerokas, his vegetables, fruits, whatever. And he would go to a rabbi there, and he would tell you, write down on a tzedek for him all the davening of the coming week, because otherwise he couldn't remember. It's a right man, a tzetl, you know, it's a yontif, a Shabbos, each davening of each day of the week. One day he comes in the middle of the mitzvah, and he sees all the markets are empty. Maybe it's yontif, maybe the Shabbos, I got everything wrong. No, he sees a guy carrying thousand tefillin, and he knew it's a chol. So why is no one in the market? This is a tithes to it. So he comes back to the Rav with tithes, with tarumas. The Rav always marks down, I didn't know there's a fast day. So number one, I ate. Number two, I didn't daven. So it's not an ordinary tainus. The Rav explained to him, it's a tainus for a serious gesham. It's chodesh chesher. So he says, my high, what's this tainus for? He says, there's no rain. It's poshet tzkonis. Especially in Shalayim, b'zmanahu. Asher al came to Rabbanon, the bezin was going to suddenly tainus. So the poshet is that for them, for this you have to be goyzer tainus. He said, by me, when I don't have rain, I go out in the field and say, Tata, I need rain. I need rain. So this simple Jew, come, whatever. He goes out in the chotzer to the smedish and he tells her, Tata, we need rain. You shall lie in my kodesh and have rain. It's not raining. So Tzemach Tzedek told the story, and he said, and he finished up by saying, Atomim Zokmenish Opfunim. A simple person, the Eibusher doesn't, right? Weil er versteht nicht kein Pshetlach, und er zerbet sich kumtav. Person takes away everything, understands how to come more with bittel, with achno, and just ask, not in the schus of oyster from matnas chino, everything is granted. That's what we say in the, what do you call it again? I have no time to elaborate, so whatever. This is not only pshat, by the way, derech agav, there's not only pshat that in the, you're not toile in your Torah and your this and your gemil chesodin, you're not even toile in your tefillah. Even your davening is Hashem's voice. It comes from the Rebbeinu Shem. It doesn't come from you. By when the Yidden crossed to the Parshas Chukas, when the Bnei Edim said Leseitzei whatever Pen Bacherev Eitz Gosech, the Rashi says you are misgo in the call of what of Yankiv. I'm misgo in the cherev of Amazeida Esav. Yeah, Lechura the Hidayim the Esav is only Bezman Shein Yisrael Esav Mesinish Shel Mokum. Right, you with me? Moreover, it's brought in Svarim, right? It's brought in. What's pshat? When you're mizgoa in your tefillah and you think b'davent as a yishmak, then it doesn't work. It's only when we said before kol yankiv, when you have nothing, then the tefillahs work. I have no time to elaborate. That's why it says by tefillah, right? Rashi says in Chumash by Yishmol, Shama Hashem is called a nar basher shom, ain't a doim with the tefillah of the choyla to a tefillah of someone else on behalf of the choyla. Everyone asks the kasha. The Gemara says in Brachis ain't chovish matiris atzmi, right? Says the Gur Ari, the Mizrachi asks the shayla. The Maralmi Prague and the Sefer Gur Ari answers the kasha doesn't the begin because by tefillah it's not matiris atzmi. What's that? The whole muhus of tefillah that a person is hashlich al Hashem, he throws his pekel on the Eibishter. It's not him who's matters, the Eibishter helps him to daven. Everything that he has, right? His tefillahs come from the Rebbeinu Shem. That's why we say in davening, in the Slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah, V'tatzileinu b'kol gzeirois achzorius, ki l'chol levad in Eretz. When a person really l'chol levad, and he's not saying on anything or anyone, just himself, on the Eibishter. Let me just leave you with what I wanted to speak about was Atamizav Mayer. A kitzra ma'ayit, I have no time to elaborate. But the Nakudah, what I would have spoken about is Hayoy means today. I said before, the Briskerov said, Rosh Hashanah, there's no chazokas. No, nothing. You're starting from zero. Scratch, right? Hayoy means, I'm not talking to elaborate, it's connected Yankov Avinu. It's kind of, I'll say, when Rashi says that. That when they saw the Memtes Klolos in Teres Kahanim and the Tzadikas Klolos in Mishateri Riku Pneim, the Ebrish is Atem Nitzavim Yerkayamim Til Hayoim. What's that? The Ebrish is taking away the severity of the Klolos. The whole vort, beautiful vort. This Machmoisha brings B'shem the Aris Dvash from the Rebbe Yonason in the Klolos Gufa. What is the biggest Klolos? Right. How many, by the way, how many klolos are there all together? Kufim Zayin. Kindeget. How many years did Yankov Avinu live? Kufim Zayin. How many kapitlach and tilim says Toyus Arvus Alchem? Kufim Zayin. Right. What is the emes? There should be 100 klolos in Lefty's Parsha. But there's two. There's a Zoyer which says. Hello. The Zohar Chodesh says Elio and Novi Zochlotay met Rishon Beichoy, and he said, "You tell me that the soid of the Geula is found in the Teich. Where is it?" He said, "In the worst psukim. Which are the worst psukim? V'hoyu chayecha tluyin l'chaminegel u'fachadet teyoyim v'layla v'leisamim bechayecha. This is the soid of Geula." So what's pshat? When a person realizes he has no cheskes chayim, the same word. And he realized how gorish l'chol levad in echatluyus. So I don't know what happened tomorrow. So it's therefore hayoyim, as the Gemara says, right? Is choizer b'tshuva, right? That is the tshuva which brings a person to what? Pilchus famous because that's like the din of hayoyim. Hayoyim and bekoyel yisushmo. That's why on Rosh Hashanah was nigzer misa on a person, which the only way out of the kolah could be yoyim achol chumimenu moistom was that a person realized how gornish and he's only totally in the Eibishter. When a person has that akora and internalized that akora, that is oikir all the kolah shem brings gula. I'll leave you with one story. I love this maisa. The Choyza of Lublin, the Rebbe of Lublin had a son called Rabbi Yosef of Turchin. After the Istalkos of the Choyza came into the Besmedrish, and the Olam asked him to say Divrei Musar, Divrei Chaskos before Tkiyah Shofar. Didn't want to. I'll tell you a story. He says a story, everyone knows the story, it's a famous marshal of a very wealthy man who was a soicher in Yayin and wines. And he was incredibly wealthy, and he was a big Talmud Chochem. And once the Rav of the Shtot, who was one of the Gedili Yisrael, one of the Gedili Adair, comes to visit the Gvir. He felt a gvaldige kibbutz, a gar ha-goyim comes by me. He sent his Meshoris to go into the Martif HaYayin, in the wine cellar, where he has the best of the world. And he said, on the fifth row over here, the third middle barrel, that's where I take the wine for the Rav. Akitzer, meanwhile, the Vaili is Mefalpo with the Rav and some kind of sugya. Like a half hour comes, half hour goes, and Vayelet in Enem. Where's the Meshoris? He sent him to get the Yayin. Tams Kenim, Lechim, and he unshulled it from the Rav, and he went down to the Marta Fayyad. He sees Nebuch Achurben. The Shoite took all the barrels of wine. It's a bruch, it's a hak, it's a mazik. There's all the berries, the taps. All open, sigistach wein, the mayim. The place is Achurben. Where is the Meshoris? And liktort and shikr vi loit. He's taking a bottle and he's like, vakeldik. And then he turns to the Baal HaBos and says, you know what? I want bigger schar this year. You don't pay me enough. I want you to give me a rise in my salary. So you can imagine, you made a churban by me in my parnosa here. And next time you're asking for what? A rise. And with that, the Gosel Turchin went to Lamnatzeah for Tkiyah Shaif. Adkan. When the Chedush Arim heard this marshal, he said, there's a gewaldige, gewaldige chochman. Brilliant. The Munkach Rebbe, the Chizalozer, asked, it's a nice marshal, you know, the Eibishtab gave us a world, right? It's a martif hayayi, right? Yeah? When we're gaining a pashkit, and we lose the Selim Alekim, right? And everything, machkalya. When nachtan, you stand on Rosh Hashanah, Eibishtab, havli bona, havli chaya, havli mizuim. That's the chur of the marshal. There's a thousand other Mishalim you could find. What's supposed to go on to the son of the Chayzin, the son of the Said in his laws, a moiridik and word. Why was the Chedusharim nispol from the marshal of Abiyat of Turchin? He said, there's a Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Pegimel. Rabba Barachona, Tavrele Hanushku Loi Chavisa Dachamra. Rabba Barachona had schleppers. And they broke Bipshir, they weren't careful, they were negligent, they broke the barrel of wine. Right? Shokal Liglimayu. So what did he do? You owe me money. It's a Bipshir. Right? He took off, they didn't have money to pay, he took off their garments. Also, Amri L'Rav, they tell Rav, Amri L'Hu, Hav L'Hu G'limayim, give them back their garments. So, Rav Bar Chana asked Rav, L'Chidin L'Hachi, this is Da'alocha. Amri L'Hei, Pasat Mishle L'Man Teilech B'Derech Toivim. Rav Shil, L'Fim Mishur Esadim. Taka Min Adin, their Chayiv, but give them back their garments. Amri L'Hei, so which the Schleppers said to Rav, "Ani anan v'tachin kul yoyim v'kafin. We're poor people. We work a whole day, right? And v'kafin, we're starving. We're hungry. V'les leimidik. We're chab gorish. Armer lei." So Rav turns to Rav Barachon and says, "Hav lehu agray. Give him their reward, their schar, their salary. Armer lei dina hachi. Armer lei in." The pasuk ends off. Va'orchid tzadikim tishma. The same should do it again. Said the Minchas Lozer, Geoinus is when Tzadikim used to say a marshal, whatever. Un the Chure, as the Satmar Ruf so is, Klape Mata, it seems to be Yoyret Chidre Botan, Mevapachkita, the world that Abishur gave us, right? Or Tzadikim speak Petrei Lishna, and it's a Gevaldigal Limus Chuslamayim. He gave a marshal of breaking the barrels of wine, which is Alderach the Gemara of Messia, Daf Pegimu, Azoi Klape Shmaya, even though. Whatever. Aber the Eibishter of Shimshur Sadin, you have to keep the Gemara. Magid Varov the Yankee Verti Yishalmi says. So the Eibishter has to give us all Bona Chayim Mezoin. But when I saw this, right, the T-Fort is, when are you Zoich, the Eibishter gives you Lefnimishur Sadin? When the person cries out to Rav, Leslom Mizik. From Zich Habich Gornsh. When you realize that, then the Eibish can break. The Psukim say, a person throws his lot by the Eibishter, the Eibishter benches us all.
Git Pachu.